This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More people want SNAP benefits, known as food stamps, in Colorado. Demand is nearly 25% higher than it was before the pandemic. The increase is highest in Weld County. Andy Garnand is with Weld's Human Services. She says the county is working hard to keep up with applications to benefit the whole community.
We kind of are a source of economic support. Everything we issue is most likely going to be spent in our local communities, at their local grocery store. I think we are a tremendous source of economic stimulus.
But counties are struggling to process all the new applications, and they have fewer staff to meet the demand. Home construction has fallen by more than 50% in Colorado Springs compared with a year ago. November data from the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department shows it issued just 143 permits for single-family home construction that month. The department issued 316 permits during the same month last year. Meanwhile, mortgage rates are hovering around 6.3%, about double what they were last year. One of Colorado's premier arts organizations is ending the year amid a labor dispute. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Central City Opera is one of the oldest opera companies in the United States. Now the company is in a bitter dispute with its labor union, the American Guild of Musical Artists. Both entities have filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board, which include charges of withheld artist payments. Sam Wheeler is the union's national executive director.
Over the course of the summer, we believe that there were several documented violations of our collective bargaining agreement that resulted in a little more than $12,000 that hasn't been paid to a group of our artists.
Central City Opera disputes the accusations and says they are investigating. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find these stories at cpr.org.